This is Dakota Datebook for March 13th. Dakota's territorial lawmakers convened in Bismarck in January of 1885. It was the first legislative session after the territory's capital was yanked from Yankton. By a Capital Commission's 5-4 vote in 1883, Yankton lost the seat of government, and that led to backlash, including court battles and the removal of Governor Nehemiah Ordway. Still, Bismarck kept the capital, and Dakota's 16th legislative session got underway with swearings in and electing legislative officers like Sergeant-at-Arms, Chaplain, and Speaker of the House. The territorial legislature included 24 council members and 48 House representatives. Bismarck Mayor John P. Dunn extended a hearty welcome to Governor Gilbert A. Pierce and invited lawmakers to a reception at the new Capitol building. Legislative business covered a variety of topics, from establishing three counties in what would become North Dakota to a House bill granting women suffrage. Governor Pierce vetoed the bill. In a letter to the Speaker of the House, the governor said that full women's suffrage will delay our claims to statehood. Later, in 1885, Dakota's legislature and Indiana Senator Benjamin Harrison would make efforts for Congress to split the territory, giving statehood to South Dakota and reorganize Northern Dakota Territory. Pierce also wrote that Dakota women should have a voice in determining suffrage and that territorial suffrage would conflict with city charters in Southern Dakota that allowed only male voters. If women are to be enfranchised, let it be done not as a 30 days wonder, but as a merited reform resulting from mature reflection approved by the public conscience and sanctioned by the enlightened judgment of the people. Pierce wrote on this date in 1885, the same day the legislature adjourned, sine die. Full women's suffrage in North Dakota would have to wait until the National Amendment was passed. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.